The Gaza Strip is only about twice the size of Washington, D.C., but it has seen more than 1,500 Israeli airstrikes over the past week, and this is the third such war between Israel and Hamas. NPR's Emily Harris met a family with no apparent connections to Hamas that has repeatedly been touched by tragedy.
Iman Al-Qas is mourning, cloaked in black from head to toe, sitting in her mother's house. She shakes a set of keys with her soft, pale hands. Al-Qas's husband, Anas, was killed by an Israeli attack that hit their apartment early Friday morning. He was 33 years old, a pharmacist with two young children. They had just moved in a few months ago.
I thought that apartment was a gift, but it was the place he would be killed. Why? Why did they kill him?
Israel's military has hit more than 1,500 targets in the Gaza Strip in a week of conflict. Israel's stated aim is to kill militants and to destroy weapons used against Israel. The military couldn't provide information by airtime about the target in this case. Al-Qas insists her husband was just a charming pharmacist. Today, Al-Qas returned to her apartment for the first time since her husband died there. Her husband's brother, Ghassan Al-Qas, came too.
This is the first time to see my brother's house, okay? So I'm surprised.
He takes the marble stairs two at a time. In the apartment, his feet crunch over chunks of concrete and broken glass. He stops just outside what used to be the living room door.
He was dead here. This is his blood. He can't get out of the room, dude. They say, oh, it's the first bomb, and we take 5 minutes to get to the next bomb. No, seconds.
Neighbors say two strikes hit in quick succession, much closer together than the knock-on-the-roof rockets Israel sometimes uses to warn residents to leave.
I don't know what to say. I'm just going to lose my mind. And he's my only brother. In the war in 2009, I lost also my father and my mother. Also in the house.
This time he got a call at 3:30 in the morning about his brother. That time he found his parents' bodies.
I lost contact with them 5 days before the ending of the war. I can't reach them with any phone or anything. When the war stopped, I went to the house. I found them in the apartment. Both of them are dead.
The Al-Qas family has long ties in Palestinian politics, but not with Hamas or an Islamist faction. The father worked with Yasser Arafat, the Palestinian leader Israel counted as a terrorist until the Oslo peace deal in 1994. The Al-Qas family came to Gaza then. A childhood friend, Sayyab Abu Rabia, says the father trusted Israel.
He always said Israelis have very good intelligence and technology. They recognize who they want and when to hunt them. He was telling people, don't run away. If you are wanted for the Israelis, they will get you. If you are not wanted, stay. They know you are not wanted. They will not harm you.
In the strike that killed Anas Al-Qas last Friday, neighbors say maybe Israel got mixed up. An organization on the first floor of the building might have had Hamas connections, some say. The previous apartment owner might have had militant ties. Al-Qas had been studying in Cuba on a scholarship when his parents were killed. He rushed back, then stayed. But friend Abu Rabia says he didn't like it much in Gaza under Hamas.
He was very smart, very active guy, young guy. He was always very stylish. Liked wearing a cut shirt and shorts and sunglasses, walking his dog on the beach, acting like the European guys.
Anas's widow, Iman, says he had dreamed of moving the family to Latin America. But that dream is gone with this war. Sitting on the floor of their apartment, she picks through scraps of wood and wall, searching for some trace of him. She leaves with his Navy baseball cap and a chunk of concrete in her hands. Emily Harris, NPR News, Gaza.